His breakfasts made special.
God bless Norma. Maybe later. Maybe later. Thanks. How's things at the station?
Earl's chess game is the big concern. The man has a poor sense of recreation.
Yeah.
We're holding up for now.
You and Cooper can handle it. It's a pretty simple town. Used to be. I guess the world's just caught up to us.
My sister Annie.
Hi, Annie. Welcome. Wilma's told me all about you. Excuse me.
All about me?
Oh, Shelley's like family.
With our family, that's not exactly a character reference.
How did you and Mom get along?
Well, we could talk about her or we could feel good about things. I vote for Plan B.
Me too. I'm glad you're here.
Feels a little strange. The real world. Little things like I'd almost forgotten how to use money. The closest we get in the convent was bingo chips. No charity, Norma. Promise.
Don't worry. I'm gonna work you till you drop.
Compelling.
Thank you. hear he's about to hit bottom.
Is he eating? When do you think he'll come back to work?
I guess we'll find out soon. You need a hand?
It's a question I should be asking you.
You're the senior lawman, Cooper. Let's just let the rain fall as it has been. Besides, I hate paperwork.
This is worse than the Bureau with all its international documentation. Eckert, Josie, this is the autopsy on her. Doc Hayward said he couldn't determine cause of death. The body only weighed 65 pounds.
How's that possible?
I don't know. Maybe something to do with what I saw in the room when she died.
Maybe we better just whistle on our way past the graveyard.
Yeah.
Anything on Earl?
Trail stone cold. Still waiting for his response.
Slippers. You know, Leo, you can't really appreciate how tonic country life is until you're actually right here, living it.
Pipe?
Splendid. Even if you've been to the country before, when you try to imagine what it would be like to go back, the image is imperfect. The mental image is always imperfect. Am I right? Tacit agreement is acceptable, Leo. Your silence speaks volumes. Or if not volumes, at least the occasional unpunctuated paragraph. Well, let's see what move our poor Cooper has come up with this time. This isn't a move. This is a trick. He's playing a stalemate game. Cooper doesn't know the meaning of stalemate. He's getting help. I cannot tolerate people who do not play by the rules. People who shirk the standards! Many people are going to regret this.
Lady,
may I say, you'll both delightfully represent the sanctity of nature. Cigarette?
I prefer to keep my chest clear.
Ah, the great god fitness.
Have you spoken with Pinkle?
What's a Pinkle?
He's giving a talk on the pine weasel, the endangered animal.
Oh, lovely. What is it, a raccoon or something?
A ferret.
Audrey?
Oh, great. You two should coordinate.
You are dreaming.
Hello. Looks like you're trying to run lumber upstream.
How can I help you, Mr. Wheeler?
Horn. For the talk we had at dinner. I can't.
Gosh, I'm sorry I was rude, wasn't I? Yeah. It's just that when it comes to my family,
fault,
I get
entirely.
A little excitable, that's
but
all.
I, who am I waltzing here
help.
Out of nowhere
anyone
as if your
see
father
that,
has
and
never
I can't think
help
of
already.
Anyone better qualified for the job than you.
Hello?
What are we talking about anyway?
I was apologizing and you were apologizing. We were both real sorry about something. You want to go out somewhere? That time, right? It's not good.
Oh, no, no, it's great.
How about a picnic?
We need outdoor stuff. A basket, blanket.
Food.
I don't know how to cook.
I bet you someone in the kitchen does.
This is just to show people what the pine weasel looks like.
I understand the concept perfectly, Mr. Dean.
Pinkle, the name is Pinkle.
But what I'm trying to make clear is that using a stuffed animal to represent an endangered species as an ecological protest constitutes the supreme incongruity.
Well, that's clear, Dick.
Harry.
Hey, Coop.
We got Josie's dossier in from Interpol.
Not interested.
In addition to killing Eckert, trying to kill me, and killing Jonathan in Seattle.
Close case.
She's also wanted for a variety of felonies in Hong Kong.
I don't need to hear this.
She's also had two prostitution arrests, Harry. Eventually, it's going to help you to know she was a hardened criminal, a killer.
Get out of here.
I know it's not easy right now.
Just get out of here. Get out of here! Go!
The door was open.
A country habit. We're all so trusting.
My name is Jones. I was executive assistant to late Mr. Eckhart. Thank you. I've come to expedite the transport of his body back to Hong Kong. Tragic what happened. You know, he really did love Josie.
Didn't we all?
They're going to be buried side by side.
So they can keep an eye on each other.
I guess you have your reasons to be bitter.
Or just call me a healthy skeptic. Now, why did you really come to see me?
I came here to give you a gift. May I?
I don't think so. Slowly.
From Thomas. I have a few things to tidy up, then I'll be leaving tonight. Good luck, Mrs. Martell.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Bill or Eileen Hayward.
They're not here right now. Can I help you?
Well, I'm Dr. Gerald Craig, an old friend of Will's from medical school. And, well, you see, I have a convention in Spokane, and so I just thought I'd swing by and surprise them. Which daughter are you?
Oh, Donna.
Donna.
Would you like to come in, Dr. Craig?
I'd appreciate that.
Thank you.
Can I get you something to drink, Dr. Craig? A pop or something?
Thank you. No, no. Is this your local paper?
Yeah, pretty small town, huh?
Now, don't knock small towns until you've lived in the city, Donna. You know, it seems like Will has found himself a little piece of heaven here. Now, don't you have two sisters?
Yeah, they're younger than me.
Are they both as beautiful as you?
Well, I don't know.
You know, your dad and I, we used to sit around and try to figure how our lives would work out. Well, it seems like he's come a little closer to the mark than I have. You're in high school.
Unfortunately.
I felt exactly the same way. You know, high school is difficult. You know, you have no idea what you want to do with your life, so it seems that absolutely none of it applies to your life.
You're right.
Well, don't worry. It'll all work out. For now, you just enjoy it in all its absurdity.
Okay.
Oh, I have a small gift for your dad. Now, can I trust you not to open it?
Sure.
You know, speaking of school, Will and I graduated 30 years ago this month. So it's a small remembrance for him. Well, I should be on my way. This is the number where I'm staying. I hope to see you later, Donna.
Me too.
How you holding up, Pete?
I've been through every stalemate game in recorded history. And I've jerry-rigged a few of these country standoffs that they don't write about in books. But it's no use. I mean, there isn't a stalemate game on Earth that you don't lose at least a few foot soldiers. I mean, the classic herbsman, you wind up with six pieces. Now, I can improve on that. But even if I get there in half the time and wind up with 12, that means six people die.
Do your best, Pete. Wyndham Earl's genius carries with it the vice of impatience. He doesn't want pawns. He wants royalty. Protect those, particularly the queen, and we can frustrate him.
You can't do that.
My students.
Mr. Martell, Andy moved his knight without doing the little hook thing.
You don't have to do the little hook thing. That's optional.
Andy, the knight has to do the little hook thing.
Every time?
It's a privilege. No one else gets to make that move.
Okay, Mr. Martell.
I guess some people don't know quite as much as they think they do. Check.
We thought it best we come see you. As you know, that pattern on the back of my neck appeared during my experience, with, of course, no idea as to how it got there.
And you noticed it today?
My log noticed. I remember.
What do you remember, Margaret?
Look at the back of my leg. I was 7 years old. I went walking up in the woods, and when I got back, I was told that I had disappeared for a day. All I could recall was a flash of light, and that mark was on my leg.
We all three recall the light.
And also the call of the owl.
Yes, I remember.
The only other time I saw that sight and heard that sound was right before my husband died in the fire.
I'm connecting with something.
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, bury me not on the old prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. In a narrow grave, 6x3, don't bury me now on the lone prairie.
No one's ever sung a song to me before.
Must have been serenaded at least once or twice.
I don't inspire much singing. Those boys are afraid.
Well, they don't know you then. Not really.
I don't think anybody really knows me.
Sounds like a warning.
I know.
There's another guy.
No, shh. There was someone, but not anymore. There's nobody.
So what do you want to do now?
You know any more cowboy tricks?
If you got a lariat in that picnic basket, I could last you passing cattle.
I don't think there's a cow for miles.
Stray dogs, raccoons, birds, weasels.
Had a visitor.
Who's that?
Somebody you went to medical school with named Gerald Craig.
Gerald Craig? That's not possible, Donna.
Well, yeah. He said he was on his way to a convention in Spokane. He knew everything about me. Here's his number. On this.
Gerald Craig was my roommate. He drowned on a rafting trip on the Snake River. I was there, Don. I tried to save him.
Well, then...
What? It's a cemetery.
Knight to King's Bishop 3. Man, he's very dangerous. Don't let him in here again, do you understand?
Sure.
I've got to take this to Cooper.
Nadine, what I'm here to say to you is, seeing how you're with Mike now...
It's so cute, the way you get embarrassed.
And since I have found someone else, Nadine, I'm not sure you're going to understand this.
Of course I understand, Eddie. This isn't just a little spat.
Nadine, do you know what Ed is suggesting?
It's not too obvious. We're not, like, talking relativity here. We're breaking up. Major, final breakup.
Well, yes, technically, I guess it is a breakup, but...
Well, it's a little more than that, Nadine.
Ed, you are so serious. These are the dating years. You're acting like this is some really big deal.
Doc, Ed, there are no secret tricks or magic words. It's like the dissolving of scar tissue around a wound. She'll start to see reality again when her mind begins to feel safe.
Well, when will that be?
I can't say. That tissue's packed in there pretty hard.
Okay. Well, one thing I really don't want to see, Ed, are any incidents with Mike. No jealous rages. Well, maybe just one.
I give up.
Nadine, you and Ed are about to get a divorce.
I think I've gone blind in my left eye.
Shelley?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Miss Twin Peaks. You've got to be kidding me.
There's a cash prize and a scholarship. And I bet you could walk through that.
I don't think so.
It's easy. You give a speech, you answer a few questions.
Miss Double R Diner, what would you do to bring about world peace?
Well, I would bring all the world leaders together, make them form a circle and join hands. Because you can't make a fist holding hands.
You're a shoo-in.
I have an order up. Here's your burger.
What's with the dance?
Oh. My boss told me I should enter a pageant, Miss Twin Peaks.
Now, you can kid about it, but you are very pretty. I think you should enter.
Thanks, but I don't think of myself as pretty.
That's an inner thing, you know.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, I'd like a cup of deep black joe, please.
Coming right up.
You must be Norma's sister.
I'm Annie. How did you know?
Dale Cooper, local law enforcement.
Must keep you pretty busy.
Sure does. Are you staying in town for a while?
I might be here quite a while.
Well, it's happened to me.
Looks like it's grown on you.
It has a way of doing that.
I made it a little strong.
Okay.
You made it just right, Annie.
We've got a problem at the bookhouse.
Agent Cooper, Hawk, the sheriff's gone off. He's broken every piece of furniture not nailed down. I honestly don't know what to do.
It's okay, Andy.
Hey, Deputy Dale. How's business?
Well, Harry, it's a little complicated at the moment.
That's the good thing about the law. It doesn't breathe. You can't kill it.
Harry, I've got an idea. Why don't you hand me that gun?
I don't believe I've ever handed my gun over to anybody in my entire life.
This might be a damn fine time to start.
You know something else I've never done? Never crossed the ocean. Never got to China. She came to me. And she made everything better. Everything so much better.
Harry, your life is still your own. Chelsea didn't take that with her.
I should have gotten her away. I should have taken her away from here! I loved her. She didn't have to die. I don't understand. There's a whole lot I don't understand.
We're all like that. Somebody keep an eye on him tonight.
I've never seen him like this. It was like taking a hike to your favorite spot and finding a hole where the lake used to be. Josie had power.
A man who doesn't love easily loves too much. A good man.
The best.
Keep going.
That's a special honeymoon suite for Mr. and Mrs.
Hinckman? That's correct, yes. We're from Bozeman originally, but my wife thought that it would be nice to see the countryside. And you know, you have some very pretty country here in Twin Peaks.
Will you be with us long?
Not long enough.
No, just until tomorrow, if that's okay, because we're going deep sea fishing.
Oh, goody.
Okay, so we'll just be going on up now, me and Mrs. Hinckman.
Is that Mike?
Susan. How are you?
I'm fine. I'll see you at school.
Mm-hmm.
The room, please.
I think we can handle the bags.
First of all, I would like to thank all of you for this marvelous turnout. It's very gratifying to see so many people who are sincere about their environment. The Stop Ghostwood campaign is a determined effort to keep the rabbit development interests from trying to turn our beautiful Northwest forests into a monstrous amusement park, destroying animal preserves which have been undisturbed for centuries, the little worlds that serve as sanctums for several endangered species, not the least of which is the little pine weasel. Before moving along, I would just like to remind all of us that ecology is not a luxury science. It is not about pleasant appearances. It is about survival, about whether we are all going to make it, period. But not to understate the value of visual pleasure, we come to the fashion show. Now, if any of you think you recognize some of the models, it's because they are concerned members of the community who have graciously given of their time tonight. So ladies and gentlemen, to kick things off, here is our host, Richard Tremay.
Oh, thank you. Splendid gathering. Our little Lucy is wearing a delightful mix of warm northern comfort and southern insouciance. An elegant worsted wool jacket over a plethora of plaid with a hint of polka dot. It's fabulous, isn't it? A moonless night, black slim skirt for the look that always says, "Hey world, I'm here." Mr. Brennan is wearing a fire engine red turtleneck beneath an all-wool plaid Pendleton shirt. He completes this look with his red and black buffalo check jodhpurs. For the man who wants to make a statement while retaining that casual feel, whether he's out mastering a task or riding the breeze of a chance meeting. That's it, Andy.
At this rate, we're running late, so if we could all sort of hurry Richard along with some quick movement out there.
I'm hot in this thing.
You're hot. I'm dressed like a sheep. All this worship. And I think Mr. Tremaine is getting more than a little hot with all these girls.
Go.
Well, if it isn't John, your friend of the Redwoods.
Catherine, how good of you to come.
Ben, darling, who are you kidding with all this?
I am absolutely 100% sincere.
Oh, come on. Look who you're talking to. We're in the same line of work. You've always been a little more obvious. This.
Catherine, have you ever in your entire life had an experience that truly changed you?
Please, spare me the born-again sales pitch and level with me. You can't hope to stop my development plan, so what do you actually expect to gain from all this?
A first scrubbing on one of the dirtiest consciences in the entire Northwest. And hopefully, it will happen to you. Catherine. I know what your plans for Ghostwood are. And granted, I used to see life exactly the way you do. And no matter how many deals I made or how much money I made inside, I was still a black, miserable, clawed up dirt. I am finding that the one thing that really affords you joy in life, the only authentic thing, is giving. Don't wait until you're on your deathbed to find that out.
God help you. You actually sound like you mean it.
I do. For you. For me, I adore the future. Catherine, why don't you take this opportunity to transcend the lifetime of megalomania and egocentricity and write us a big, fat check to help stop Ghostwood.
And now to introduce you to an endangered little critter whose home is presently under attack by the proposed Ghostwood Development Project, Mr. Tim Pinkle.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you. Well, hi. How's everything going? That's good. Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me a little fella who doesn't understand the peril that awaits him. An innocent in a world gone mad. A world gone mad. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the endangered pine weasel. Now, this species is of the weasel family. And not only is he non-aggressive to us humans and has beautiful fur, but also, he is by nature an excellent controller of rodents. Unfortunately, this little friendly fella is incredibly curious, making him very easy for one to trap. He is also attracted to bright, shiny objects.
Must be my studs.
Also, it is amazing. He is particularly attracted to various smells like, believe it or not, very cheap cologne. Oh, what's this? What? I think he wants to give you a kiss, Dick.
Oh, please, Mr. Pinkle.
Come on. Come on. He's armless. It's all right. Give him a kiss.
A kiss.
Come on. Attaboy. Come on.
Hello there, little pilgrim.
Maybe we should help.
I don't know. Well, looks like we could do this crowd some good.
Did you come for the fashion show?
No, came for you.